Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can watch, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take the poll question right there on the homepage, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff you can do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including check out the body of work that Elise Benin has deposited with us over the last almost 15 years. Next month, we'll celebrate her 15th anniversary as a founding member of our Brain Trust. Elise is the author of many books, especially in the area of creative professionals. So check out her books wherever books are sold, and also on her website, marketing-mentor.com. Elise, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about the two productivity personalities, the avoider Jim and the productive Jim, right?
That's right.
And then I threw in the idea of the delegator, Jim. How about that?
Absolutely. I think there are more and more people working independently, whether you call them freelance or solopreneur or even small business owners. But and sometimes for some reason, people who work independently think they have to do everything. Mm-hmm. And that's not the truth.
In the early days, you did have to do everything. If you're a true bootstrap startup, you did everything because you didn't have money to hire anybody else to do it. And maybe because you were doing a job nobody's ever done before. You're inventing mm-hmm. this job.
Mm-hmm. That could be, but that's not the majority of people.
Well, no. I don't think the reason I say that is I did that. And mm-hmm. and what I'm getting at is I'm talking about me. I mean, when I say you said you're the avoider Elise and the productive Elise, but I'm telling you, I can remember not being good at delegating, and I was just bogged down in perfection. I mean, I tell my audience all the time now, don't strive for perfection, strive for excellence. And when I learned that it doesn't have to be perfect as long as it's excellent, I became a better delegator.
Mhm. And I mean, actually, this is an interesting idea because I have a lot of clients who experiment with delegating, but they don't really like what comes back from the people they delegate to, or it's not the way they would do it.
That's my point. You're making my point.
Mhm.
See, because I had it really wasn't perfect, but in my eyes, it was perfect. And for one thing, if it was a job nobody's ever done before, it was perfect because I didn't have anybody to say it wasn't. But no, I mean, this is the thing. It's just like a parent helping a child learn how to do a job at home. The clothes aren't going to get folded as well. The floor's not going to get mopped. Kids don't mop floors anymore. I don't know what I'm talking about. But you know what I mean? The tool doesn't get put up exactly right. That's not the point. The point is does it get done? And what do you gain in the process?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How much productivity do you gain in the process?
Yes, absolutely. That frees you up to do something else. But how do you explain to someone that just because it's not the way you would do it, you should not do it over? Because the belief is, but that represents me to my client, and so it has to be as good as if I were going to do it.
Well, now notice I didn't say you don't have to be perfect, but you have to be so-so. I said excellence. Mm-hmm. You can teach people how to be excellent, but you can't make them perfect. And well, by standards, you say these are my standards.
Mm-hmm.
These are our standards, and that doesn't meet our standards. That doesn't have anything to do with my perfection. That has to do with our standards. You knew what they were going in. Go back and let's redo this till we get it like it needs to be, because this is how we maintain our relevance to customers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the growth. Those are the growing pains, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let me tell you something else. You call a customer and say, "Hey, Hey, George, I got a new salesperson. Would you help me break him in?
Mm-hmm.
So ask a customer that. And you know what? They'll do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's more delegating.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And team building.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This is close to me, Elise. I was the worst delegator in the history of mankind. I was the worst delegator. You could have written a book about how all the delegation mistakes that I made by not doing it.
And what made you change?
I realized that I had to get something done. And then, let me tell you what else. I finally got to the point where I had enough money to hire somebody to help me.
Mm-hmm, because that
yeah,
is an issue.
That's clearly an issue, no question about it. I started out, I was a one-person shop, me and my computer, me and my Macintosh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't have a big operation, but I can delegate stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. I like being able to go do stuff that I want to do and delegate to somebody else stuff that they're better at than I am. And they're automatically going to be better because I hate it. Right? Like my
I think people have trouble assessing the quality of the people they're looking to hire when they don't know them.
Yeah. That's a big part of being successful delegating. The hiring success is a big part of delegation success, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we need to talk about this some more. Come back soon. Let's do it again.
All right, we'll do.
Marketing-mentor.com, right?
Yep.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. Check her out. See what she's got to offer. You'll like it. Thanks, Elise. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.